Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have James Roumeliotis, Doug Groh, and Atif Agha. Today, I would like to talk about what role does luck play in success? Atif, kick us off.
Yeah, so the first thing that comes to my mind is this is really as far as we know the civilization, this discussion goes back to that, because people have always wondered, is this really luck, or I landed here with just a coincidence, or am I picked on? So the question that I wanted to really raise as part of this discussion and thought provoking is it actually varies by individuals' core beliefs, what they've really raised with, what are their core beliefs, what are their religious affiliations maybe, and how they're based in their thought processes. And I think just before I pass it on to maybe James or Doug, I want to say, what we can do today, as I support data and analytics area, I think we can calculate, gather these sort of surveys and gather information to see what most people feel and experience. Is this really luck that have landed them to somewhere, or is this really their hard work? And one thing, my observation and personal feedback into this, luck can get you there, but it's hard work that keeps you there, I think is a key thing.
To quote a famous Roman philosopher, Seneca, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. And I believe that the difference between lucky and unlucky people is all in our perspective. Lucky people generate their own good fortune using several principles. For example, they're skilled at creating and noticing chance opportunities. They may be lucky through the decisions that they make and listening to their intuition. And they can create self-fulfilling prophecies through positive expectations.
Yes, I would love to create the alternate universe machine. I remember reading Malcolm Gladwell's book about this, talking about, I think it was Outliers or Tipping Point, where it talked about if Bill Gates been born like in one, you know, two blocks over or 1 year earlier, none of that would have happened. We don't know. So in one instance, like, well, that's true. But since the alternate universe machine isn't available, what would have happened could have been better. We don't know. Maybe he would have done to some different tangent. We don't know. But I love what you said, James, about, you know, opportunity and preparation. And I've always said, well, luck is perceived as being random, but it doesn't have to be, because the busier I am, the luckier I get. So there's a lot to do with one of my famous sales quotes when I was a sales manager is volume cures everything. You can work on your skills and you should, but volume, just keep doing it and you'll get luckier. If you consider it being random, it might be, but it also has something to do with activity.
I think you have to be able to catch luck when it passes you by. I know when I first started my business, I had the opportunity to have a drink with a venture capitalist who had more money than he had time to spend. And he asked me, what does your business need? And at that point, I did not have a good answer for him. And I feel like I totally missed the bus on that opportunity. Was luck shining on me? Maybe, but I didn't have an answer to give him that was useful.
Having spoken to a couple of VCs, I don't know any names here, but you might have dodged a bullet. You don't know. it could have been okay.
True. No, it's the same thing. Like, luck will get you there at the right place at the right time. But it's a matter of, you know, are you prepared? Have you worked hard enough to really support what luck's bringing to you? Mm-hmm. I think that's really I think it's a more average. If you ask most people, they will agree with that. But it's still luck where you're born. What kind of privileges you have? Are you lucky to? I mean, how do you debate with that? I mean, it has to be pure luck to have the privileges most people have, and some people don't have it. And born with a brilliant mind. Right. I tell my kids all the time, you may be really smart, but it's really hard work that's going to get you farther in life. You could be really smart. You have to work hard for getting the respect and getting the things that you want to achieve in life. And that's really where the happiness lies. If you haven't worked hard for it, you just got it by luck. Look at the lottery winners. There's a whole study about lottery winners. Everybody who's won a lottery by pure luck has really not been able to sustain it.
I don't know about everybody, but most. Yeah,
that's with no preparation. For James's point, they didn't prepare for it. You know.
So mere talent is only a fraction of the cause of success. It's also opportunities, the timing, the chance, those also play a role. And luck basically means that a variable is random and the outcome just happens.
I'm a long distance runner and there's nothing lucky about it. I have to work hard every day, every other day. I have to get out, work harder. So that's where I see the success when I get to the farthest I want to get to.
So the question I wanted to ask then is, how do you prepare yourself to catch luck, recognize it, catch it when it passes you by or when it stops by?
Oh, that's attitude and perspective, I'm going to say.
And also preparation and going by your instincts when making, you know, calculated risks, taking calculated risks and making, you know, decisions that may get you what you're targeting. And for me, I think it's all about timing as well. I look at some of the things that I was successful in the past and some of my friends and acquaintances, and they were at the right place at the right time while they were working hard and smart as well.
Kind of reminds me of the book, The Alchemist, got really popular maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And it talks so much about how when you make up your mind, the universe helps you get there. The things start to fall in place. I think all of us might have experienced something like that when we're really in the right place, doing the right thing, working hard, everything just falling in line with where we want to get to. So how do you prepare for it? I think you don't. You just be honest, be sincere, and you do your best.
And don't treat luck as a one-time opportunity. If the universe is conspiring to help you out, it's not going to quit. It's been around for a long time. So Robin's, her assumed gaffe of not talking to VC about money, maybe there's a better VC with better money or no money that's a better opportunity for her business. Well, I don't know.
Is catching luck or taking the best advantage of luck have something to do with your brain and logic or with your gut and your emotion and recognizing it and just going for it?
All of the above.
Time for this.
a bit of everything. Yes.
Yeah.
If we want to narrow it down, I'm going to say attitude.
I would say gut for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Gut attitude.
Yeah. So what does that mean? What does attitude mean?
Because if a person's a Debbie Downer or they're looking for what can go wrong, they're going to find what's wrong. The reticular activating system is going to say, well, I'm going to find danger wherever I look. Well, yeah, if you're looking for it, you'll find it. If you're looking for luck, you'll find that.
Yeah. Seeking the silver lining.
But even more so, it's like what you're wired. There's so many, Robin knows this. There's like thousands, tens of thousands of images coming to our brain every single second. We can only really capture a few of them. So our attitude will wire ourselves to look for opportunity or danger. And so if you're wired to look for the danger, you'll find it. If you're wired to look for luck, I'm going to find it. I'm going to say attitude.
I agree with you, Doug. I think attitude is the biggest thing. It will, the gratitude and the attitude about life is the biggest thing which gets you and lands you in the lucky places. If you're always complaining, you're always going to be complaining no matter what.
This is why people have a lot of bad luck. They surround themselves with other people like that. They actually attract more negative stuff in their life. It's like science, I think. It's like, oh. Anyway.
And there's studies around it. I mean, people talk about, I missed 80, 90% of the time, but 10% or 5%, I actually made it. Yeah. And I'm the most successful person. I mean, there's studies around it that shows it's not pure luck.
Taking advantage of opportunities as well.
If you don't get on every horse that passes by, you won't know if you have a unicorn, but nobody has time to look at every single horse. So you kind of have to just go with your gut and say, you know, what happens? And I know for me, because I, you know, grew up with an engineering mind, I can talk myself out of an opportunity in a minute.
I see. So you have a conflict in your mind at times, right?
Yes. So I think that catching luck means being willing to take that risk. And we don't have time to get into what luck and risk and all of that has to do with it, each other. But I do think that catching luck is about being willing to kind of jump on the horse as it runs by and see, oh, is this one a unicorn? But that means the opportunity cost of every other horse that's in the pasture at that moment.
I think it'd be fair to say it's a combination, right? Like I think James was saying that earlier. It's a combination. You have to have the courage. You have to have the right foundation to make that call. You could be the most experienced person, but if you don't have the courage to jump on that horse, you're going to miss it. So it's a combination of luck when it knocks at your door, but to really be able to take that call as well.
And it goes without saying that the younger you start taking risks, the better. Because as we get older, we're not into playing risks. We're into calculated risks.
Yeah, but it's never too late either. I think that's something. Yes, it's better to plant a tree 20 years ago, but plant one today.
Yeah. Yeah, I think grandma's right. At the end of the day, it's trust your gut. Robert, trust our gut. She didn't talk to VC. Probably a good idea. Who knows? But I'm going to say it was a good decision.
Awesome.
Sometimes passing on the horse is a good idea too.
That is our 10 minutes. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I look forward to doing it again. I was so lucky to have the three of you today. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you.